Welcome to It's Your Community with Vanessa Denha, a public affairs presentation of News Talk 760 WJR.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to It's Your Community. I'm Vanessa Denha Garmo here with Epiphany Communications, coaching and consulting. Our guest today is Dr. Tara Kane. She is the Dean of the School of Business at Madonna University and serves as the Program Director of the Master's in Criminal Justice Leadership and Intelligence. Prior to the appointment, she served as the interim dean of the College of Natural and Social Sciences after chairing the criminal justice program from 2013 to 2019. She joined the full-time faculty at Madonna University in 2013, coming from the West Bloomfield Police Department, where she retired as a detective sergeant of investigations. Tara, thank you so much for joining us here today.
Thank you for having me.
Such a pleasure talking with you. And how are things going at Madonna? Give us kind of an overview of Madonna University today.
Things are going well. We are very excited. In the last 7 years, we've really expanded our reach to not only serve those wanting to obtain a bachelor's degree, but we were primarily an institution that catered to the working adult and the transfer population. And while we continue to honor that population of students on our campus and welcome them, we have really grown our outreach to that student directly out of high school. We went from 7 athletic teams to, I believe, over 20 now. We have 4 residential units for students to live on campus. So it's exciting. We have a population of young people on campus full-time involved in many activities across campus, in addition to, again, that learner that wants to either reinvent themselves, finish a degree that they started and something happened in life where they maybe had to pause, as well as those who just are chipping away at it on a part-time basis.
So tell us how the business school is going. And as the Dean of the School of Business, what would you like listeners to know about what you offer?
Well, things are going great in the School of Business. And I think that's because computer science is, first of all, a major that is housed in the School of Business. And as we know, technology is at the forefront of our lives. It's a part of every organization out there. Therefore, data analytics, information technology, again, computer science, programming, software engineer work is very plentiful for students seeking employment after graduation. We also focus on micro-credentials, which is very important. So for the School of Business, if you're a business major, yes, you follow our curriculum that has all the meats and potatoes that someone graduating with a business administration degree, you know, should look for, but then we require our students to choose a concentration. And that allows a student, again, to have an area of, you know, subject matter expertise when they graduate, when they're applying for that job, to say, I really want to work in logistics. I chose a global supply chain management concentration, or finance, or data analytics, which everything is data informed nowadays as well, or human resource management. So those are exciting things. And one more thing we have is a sport management major in the School of Business. And that is exciting because, first of all, being located in the Metro Detroit area, we have been able to partner with the Lions and the Tigers, as well as USA Hockey. So our students are getting real world experience, volunteering, internships. And again, all these concentrations we offer lend themselves to the world of working in sports, particularly sales and marketing.
Wow, that's a great experience. Is that new, fairly new at Madonna? Or
the sport management program has been around for a while, but I do believe that with us growing our athletic offerings, that has lent an opportunity for us to provide, you know, a major for a population of students that want to do something that relates to their experience as a student. And many students that are student athletes here at Madonna come here because they want to continue that student athlete experience at the collegiate level. And then on top of it, to see that there are viable employment paths for them after they graduate is very exciting. And on top of that, we have new courses this year we're offering, which are not only professional selling, where we do partner with the Lions, but a podcast class. So that's really exciting.
Oh, tell us about the podcast class.
Well, our director of sport management here at Madonna University has been involved in the podcast world himself. And the one thing that I really appreciate, I mean, I appreciate many things about him, but something I really appreciate that he brings to this major is he has realistic conversations with students. Look, you're not going to be an agent graduating with a bachelor's in sport management from Madonna University. At the same time, there are many jobs out there that you can do with this job if you are willing to learn and grow, as well as be open-minded. So again, going back to like the sales experience, a lot of jobs are in sales, as we know, and it's not just sport management. And the second thing is this whole idea of being an entrepreneur and people being influencers. And the way that we know many people are doing this is social media, as well as what you're doing, your broadcasting, and now the ability for people to have podcasts. So it's a new class where students are learning what it is to have a podcast, to manage one, and all the ins and outs. And so it's exciting. It's a brand new offering that we know students are eager to take. And this winter will be the first time we will be offering it.
I think that is such a fabulous idea because, you know, in the work that I do, we're talking with Dr. Tara Kane today, the Dean of the School of Business at Madonna University. I do a lot of work in my Epiphany Communications, and I'm always telling clients, you have to know how to create your own platforms. You can't just rely on traditional media. You have to know how social media works, your website, your newsletters, blogs, and podcasts are very much a part of that to become a thought leader in your area of expertise.
Right, right.
Yeah, I think it's very forward thinking. So that's going to start this year.
Yes. This winter term will be the first semester. So a lot of universities call the winter term spring. At Madonna, we've always called it winter. So not to confuse the listeners, it'll start in January. And we're very excited because, again, this is a class that is reserved for junior and senior status. And we already have a full class ready to go. So we're very excited. And I can't wait to hear the feedback, too, from the students and what they think.
Yeah, we'll have to bring you back on. You can talk to us about how it went. So, you know, you have a very interesting background. You actually started in law enforcement before you ended up at Madonna. So give us a little bit of your background for our listeners to understand, you know, your career and then how you ended up at Madonna.
Thank you so much. That's a great question, too. And I say that because many people leave law enforcement, and it's usually because they are retiring, and then maybe they're looking for something to do for maybe another 10 years, 5 years post-retirement, and sometimes it's not even full-time. And I was just a little different in that I was younger. I had been with West Bloomfield for 17 years when I transitioned to higher education full-time, and it had nothing to do with any feelings about law enforcement. As far as I'm concerned, I think public safety is still one of the most honorable professions there is, and I love it, and I still get to teach at the graduate level here at Madonna University in the criminal justice program. But at the same time, I had a calling to Madonna. So just to back up, I had always worked at the Oakland Police Academy while I was an active police officer, while I was a detective sergeant, and I loved adult learners. I learned early on in the early 2000s that I really enjoyed adult learners and that at some point I would love to be able to marry my police career with the classroom. Yeah. And then I was fortunate to finish grad school in 2011, and I did begin teaching at Madonna as an adjunct. And then sometimes opportunities present themselves that you're not looking for, but when they do, you have to really do some soul searching and see if maybe that change could be exactly what you didn't know you were looking for. And that's exactly what happened to me in 2013. And the rest is really history. I do miss being a police officer. Again, I think it is such a great profession. At the same time, it is so exciting to meet young people or people reinventing themselves that want to serve their communities. They want to hold people accountable for the right reasons. They want to do better. as a society, as well as, again, protect those that maybe they live around or live near. And it's very, very rewarding to help people figure out and navigate those career paths in public safety. So again, I was called here and I love it.
Yeah. You know, a lot of the departments today are struggling. I talked to a lot of police chiefs to find really good qualified people to want to join the police department. And we see this also in the military. Can you share with our listeners the benefits of working in law enforcement for other career paths? Like you just said, I mean, what kind of training do you get as a police officer that really are wonderful life skills in general, regardless of what you do with your life?
Absolutely. So conflict resolution and critical thinking are two very important aspects of being an effective law enforcement professional. And that's where certainly higher education helps. Being in classrooms with people who are different from you, who have had different experiences, and if you have a professor who is guiding conversations in the classroom so that students can learn from one another, in my opinion, is some of the best foundation for a candidate wanting to enter law enforcement. And then on top of it, it's what you do with it when you get to an agency. And not all law enforcement agencies are created equal, and that's unfortunate. And it's not because one is better than the other, as what we see in K-12 education, it really comes down to, you know, your tax base and your budgets and your municipality. I was fortunate. I worked for West Bloomfield. We had a very healthy training budget. We still do. And if you're someone who wants to grow professionally and attend additional professional development after the police academy and irregardless of any higher education you're doing, that was an option. And that was great because when you're working in a diverse community, people with different lived experiences, family experiences, people who maybe are living in America, you know, who were not necessarily born here and have different opinions, experiences, perceptions of, you know, the police. It's important to know that when you're making a traffic stop, when you're responding to a call for service. And again, I think that every day is a different day. When you're a law enforcement officer, you usually start with a clean slate every day. And there are some experiences that are just priceless. And I just don't think there are as many careers out there that can say that. I mean, I'm certain doctors and nurses and, you know, firefighters, you know, again, first responders, it's just a really unique experience. And I'm grateful for it. And that's why I miss it. Anything wrong here in Madonna, but and yes, there were a lot of mundane days, absolutely, where you're responding to, you know, fraud reports. And again, nobody wants to be taken advantage of. So I'm minimizing those kind of investigations. But, you know, there's also something when a dispatcher gets on the radio and says, I need all available units to head to whatever location for whatever that is. And the camaraderie that exists is pretty awesome.
Yeah. I love the fact that you mentioned the essential skills that you gain as a law enforcement official when it comes to conflict resolution and critical thinking, because those are essential skills for life and everything that we do. And in fact, we've lost a lot of that in the world today. We could see it, conflict resolution, critical thinking, great examples. And, you know, I personally know the West Bloomfield Police Department. I think it's a fabulous department under Chief Patton, and I know a lot of the officers there. So you guys, you came from a wonderful police department. From my personal experience, having known some of the officers there. So let's get back to Madonna. And for people, you know, it's that time of the year where juniors and seniors in high school are looking at colleges and they're, you know, taking their ACT, their SAT, they're applying, they're getting ready. What are some of the criteria? What does Madonna look for in potential students that would be a good fit for Madonna?
Right. Well, again, I think Madonna is unique in that we are a faith-based institution. But one of the things that makes Madonna incredibly special is that while we may be a Catholic institution, the Felician sisters, when they founded this university in 1937, they founded it on the values of St. Francis. And the bottom line is everyone is welcome. No one is turned away. You know, the Felician sisters have been talking about the importance of diversity and social justice and education for truth and service, again, for almost 100 years. And it's a transformational experience here at Madonna. Smaller classrooms, full-time faculty that are advising students, mentoring, coaching them, opening up a network so that when they graduate, it's hopefully less difficult to get that first job because a faculty member has said, I believe in you.
Good point. Good point. Yeah.
And then again, we do offer that opportunity for students to also be athletes if they choose, but we also have many other extracurricular opportunities. We have a lyric theater, which is pretty exciting. You know, we have a dance team. We have the things that the big institutions have, but just on a much smaller scale. And I think it's the sense of community here at Madonna that until you experience it, you don't really know what that really is. But I believe it's why we survived during the pandemic. We stayed open. Yes, we adhered to all of the safety protocols that were put in place. We made sure that people were safe. But yet, people still wanted that human connection. And we are very responsive to the needs and wants of our students. And it was a hard couple of years. But again, it's just another example of we say our degrees change lives, and we believe that because we also know our graduates are going to go out there and change lives. And if you know anything about our programs, our sign language studies, nursing, you know, criminal justice, teacher education, and again, business professionals, we have really sent graduates out to the Southeastern Michigan community and beyond. And we believe in service. We believe in giving back. And I think that's just something that you don't get at every other institution.
So what about scholarships? Are there various scholarships, academic as well as athletic scholarships for both boys and girls?
Yes. And that's something else that I think is attractive for student athletes. And I thank you for asking that because hopefully a parent or a student will hear this. So because we're a part of the NAIA, which is the North Atlantic, we are part of the NAIA, and therefore we are able to offer not only academic scholarships, but we can simultaneously offer athletic scholarships. And not all schools that are in the NCAA can do that. Therefore, we are, again, an attractive option, and we are very generous with our scholarshiping for grades as well as athletics. And out of all the private schools in Michigan, we are definitely one of the most affordable.
Wow. So, you know, in terms of the campus, it's a really pretty campus. Can you tell our listeners who have never been to the Madonna University campus, just kind of give us an overview?
Yeah. Well, we're a hidden gem. We're located just at Schoolcraft and Levan. We actually go from Levan all the way to Newburgh, up to 5 Mile. We have a beautiful baseball field. We have lacrosse. We have, we inherited Ladywood High School from the Felician sisters, which was Felician owned.
Oh, I didn't know that. So you have that campus too?
Yes. So that's part of our campus. And it's actually, we now call it the PAC, which stands for the Performing Arts and Athletic Complex.
Oh.
And that was nice because we joke that our athletics used to be in a closet down a hallway in the main building. Because initially the institution wasn't really set up for all the offerings that we eventually offered. That was a great gift from the Felician sisters. And therefore we literally, our campus is beautiful. It's bigger than I think most realize. We have a gorgeous pond in the center of our campus. We are able to host a lot of indoor and outdoor events here. Even in 2021, we hosted graduation on our grounds in front of the Mother House Chapel, which was absolutely beautiful. We had 4 days of graduation ceremonies, which we did to make sure we minimized the amount of people that were gathered together. They were outside, and if you can believe this, no rain. And it was divine intervention. It was beautiful. But again, our campus is gorgeous, and I invite anyone who ever wants a tour to let me know, or we can get you in touch with admissions to see what we're doing over here.
That's a good leads to my next question. For students who are not quite sure what they want to study, how do the counselors help them figure that out? They know they want a college degree, but they're not really sure where they want to go. They, you know, those kids that said, well, I want to be a doctor since they were four. I was never one of those people. And look at your career. You went from law enforcement to the dean of the business school. So for those people who are not sure, how do the Madonna University counselors help those students?
Right. So our admissions officers, first of all, are very well versed with the four colleges here on campus. And again, being smaller, we all work together. So when someone applies, or even before application, if they inquire, but they don't necessarily have a major that they are declaring they're even interested in, we have that ability to right away have a high touch response where we reach out to that student, that family, we share what Madonna has to offer, we ask hopefully the right questions to get someone to feel a little better about maybe choosing us. But we know it's very realistic to admit a young person into college who doesn't know exactly what they want to do, but they at the same time realize that this is an experience they want. So they want to start college. And at that point, we're just advising a student to take their general education classes that any major is going to need anyways that first year. And usually before the end of the first year, students come around, whether it's because of friends or a class they're in or some events they've attended during the year, they get a better idea of what it is they think they want to study.
We're talking with Dr. Kane, Dean of the School of Business at Madonna University here on It's Your Community. What else do you want to share with our listeners? What else do you think, if whether parents or students themselves listening, what else do you want them to know?
Well, thank you for giving me this opportunity. Just to say one more time, I realize that we are the best kept secret in Livonia, Michigan, as well as I think Southeastern Michigan. And that's okay, because part of that being a best kept secret is why I think the culture and the community thrives, is because it's this holistic, spiritual, natural, transformational experience that happens. And then that gets shared with friends and family. And I believe for the most part, that's how Madonna has thrived and survived over the years. At the same time, we are doing everything that the big schools are doing. We're just doing it on a much smaller scale. And not everybody belongs in a class of 300. There is nothing wrong with the big publics. I respect them so much. But I think we can all agree that model doesn't work for everybody. And the other thing about Madonna University, and I've learned this over the years teaching and getting to know students, if not Madonna, maybe it would have been a much different experience as they entered adulthood. We have very special programs, and we're very high touch in our advising and our counseling and our mentoring that I don't think every institution is able to provide because they're so large. And again, if a parent is concerned that their child, again, maybe has several needs, we can fulfill those needs here. And nothing makes me happier than watching someone go from freshman to graduation, walking across that stage, and they themselves didn't believe in themselves maybe when they first got here, but they're going to do something great in this world when they're done.
I love that. And, you know, it's not a one size fits all approach. I really do think, like high schools, when you're picking a private high school, if you're going that route, picking the college to me is a personal fit. It's a personality. It's not just the degree. Is do you feel comfortable? Do you feel welcome? Do you feel like you fit in that environment? And so I'm so glad you made that point. Dr. Kane talking with us today here on It's Your Community, Dean of the School of Business at Madonna University. Dr. Kane, can you give us out any information, people who want to follow up with you or the university, what do they need to do?
Sure. So we do have a website like everybody else, and ours is simply madonna.edu. And from there, you can certainly use the search icon if you're looking for something specific, as well as just you get a great overview there. I'm also happy to personally answer any questions if someone wanted to reach out to me after listening to this. And my email address is tmkane@madonna.edu. I encourage and would love to hear from anyone who would like to know more about the School of Business or other areas of the university. And then on top of that, we do have an admissions email, which provides, for the most part, you know, that's like the first step if you just want some general information, but that is simply admissions@madonna.edu. And that's a great place to start as well.
Thank you so much for being with us and sharing the Madonna University story with us here in It's Your Community.
Well, thank you so much for having me. It's really been great to talk to you. It was lovely meeting you at the leadership.
Yes.
A couple of weeks ago. Yeah. And thank you for the invitation.
Yeah, pleasure meeting you as well. And thank you for sharing all of this with us. If any questions or comments or topics you want us to get to, you can reach me, Vanessa Denha-Garmo, at Epiphany Communications, or find me on any of my social media platforms, Epiphany Communications on Facebook, or Vanessa on LinkedIn, Instagram, and on X. As always, we remind you, our listeners, to connect, communicate, and to collaborate with your community. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you next time here on It's Your Community.
It's Your Community, a public affairs presentation of News Talk 760 WJR.